This is not a halacha shir. I'm going to repeat that. This is not a halacha shir. It isn't. I'm not a poisik, and I can't give a halacha shir, and there are some very big people out there that do paskin and know how to paskin and know how to build mikvahs. The way that this came about is there's a younger man in Borough Park. His name is Reb Yirmiyahu Katz from the up and coming poiskim. He has a koilo al pi halacha. He knows how to shecht, he knows a bit, that means chickens and gasses. He's a chosh of a person, and he knows how the cement has to be poured to make a mikvah. And he goes around the world, he doesn't charge when he comes there, for showing them how to do it. I called him up once and I said I would like to make out of plexiglass a model. So he said, come to my house in a half hour. I came to his house in a half hour and he had made out of paper with scotch tape, he made this. And I took it to a plexiglass guy, Peter's Plastic on Fort Hamilton Parkway, and he made it for me. And since then, I've adjusted it a little. So what's the purpose of this year? The purpose of this year is not to make a mikveh in your basement, but it's to understand how a mikveh works. The guy who, Peter, from the, who's an Italiano, I think, who made this, he said like this. This is the pool, because he sees steps, and I told him it has to be water, so this is the pool, and it's right. The pool is where the people go. So what's this? These are the boyers. Now, I'm going to... I have to give a little bit hakdama. For the past few days, it's been raining around here. In California, they probably didn't see a drop of rain in 2 months. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't see a drop of rain for 2 months, I don't think. And they're not going to see for 2 months. And then the Eibishter should help that when they start saying the same Talamot Levracha, that the rain should come. In order to be toivel, and we're talking tvila d'oraisa, which is gerus, nida, yoledes, zova that we're machmiran bizman hazeh. And those are tvilas d'oraisa. If a man goes to the mikvah, Rabbi Landau's mikvah, I live a little bit further over, East 9th Street, Rabbi Landau's mikvah, that's called for a man who's going to the mikveh then, every Shabbos, every morning, he's making a bris, and he's being toivel, he's a sandig, that's called hoisofas kedusha. In a certain sense, he doesn't need all of these things. But for tvila d'oraisa, which we said, has to be meg shomim. Now, there is such a thing of mayim chayim, and punts, I asked somebody, I didn't ask this Rabbi Yirmiyahu today. Someone who lived in Lakewood many years ago told me that outside the Lakewood mikvah, there was a thing that was a certain shape, and that was a mayon. When I was much younger, there used to be sometimes water shortages. Car washes were out of business. So they dug wells and they hung up signs, we use well water. A mayon is a well. And even a metzora, mayim chayim, however it's done, that's kosher. But if you look in the Sfarim, behold Futsos Yisrael, in Sfarad, in France, in all over, they used mei geshamim. Okay. Now, I once was involved in making a Lag BaOmer, a very big fire. And the place where it was being done, the people were very cautious, and there was a pumper truck there. Tremendous truck that had a few hundred thousand gallons of water that could shoot it out. Now, theoretically, let that pumper truck go to a lake, fill up the truck with water, and fill up the mikveh. In California. And the answer is that water that goes into a keli is called mayim she'uvin. And one cannot be toivel in mayim she'uvin. One cannot be toivel in mayim she'uvin. Now, there is such a thing as teskab mayim she'uvin, that there is for Tumas Keri that they'll pour on a man, but that's not, he's not being toivel in that. They're pouring it on him. That's a different thing altogether. Once water goes into a keli, I don't care if it's this keli, I got a big bucket down here, it's called mayim she'uvin and it's no good. There is such a story, and this Rebbe Yo told me that he saw this. There was a tremendous poisik maybe 50 years ago in America. His name was, if I have it right, his name was Rav Tolushkin. He was a genius and a gadol in mikvos. And they flew him down from Brooklyn to California because there was no rain, and there wasn't going to be rain for 6 months, and they had no mikveh. And there's mountains that have snow. Now, the holy Jews, maybe the Arizal, maybe Jews like that, they made Gilgul Sheleg, and the snow is on the ground. Theoretically, if you have a stream, a real stream, and the stream is this high, and for some reason you want to be toivel, a knife. It's flat. You put it in the stream, and it's kosher. You can't even get your finger in. The knife is thin, so you could put it down. Yeah, because you have mem saw this way. Besides, it's a mem saw. You got a whole stream. You got a whole river. And the snow, you have miles of it, and it's up, you got the tremendous amount. Once you put it on the shovel, you spoiled it, because the shovel has a base kibbutz. You made it into shuvin. It doesn't have to be shaped this way. If it's flat like this, and you got it, that's it, it's over. It's spoiled. I'm just saying, la'agdil Torah v'yadid. This is what they did. They took a refrigerator truck, like good humor. They took out the bottom. Yesterday they would take a Klein's truck. They took out the bottom. They put down giant 2x4s this way, giant 2x4s that way, so it's open. Then they put down heavy screening, metal. Metal like the burglars can't get in. Bars going back and forth. Then they took like a rake or a shovel with holes. They scooped up snow and put it into milk crates. Milk crates is open on the bottom. They loaded up the truck with milk crates. The truck has no bottom. The truck is refrigerated. They're up on a mountain. They traveled to where the mikvah was, unloaded the snow, and it doesn't work because you can't pour water then to melt it. What I think they did was they brought heat things like hair dryers to melt the snow. Then they put in more, And at that time, he said to them that they could only use it for 6 months. Then they have to empty it and start over. Okay, but now I'm stopping with that, and I want to get down to what this is all about and what
I
came.
If it's kosher, why?
I can't hear.
If it was a kosher.
It was because there's too many things that are going on. It was 100% kosher, but it's not l'chatchila to make it out of snow. But they're in a bidyevet. They don't have rain for 6 months. And we're going to have certain things. We're going to have certain things that we'll hear. Okay, and then, but that's a very good point. Okay. Rav David Feinstein, I'm just going to answer you a little bit like this. Rav David Feinstein is a number of years older than Rav Reuven. Seven, eight, or nine years. Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Rebbetzin lived in Russia. The Russians closed every mikvah. You know why? Because they wanted Yidden to stop multiplying. So they closed every mikvah. Reb Moshe somehow got close to the one that they needed a bathhouse. So Reb Moshe got close to that person, and he convinced him that the Jewish women will not go to the bathhouse unless it's going to be separate, because they're modest. And so there was one night when it was ladies only. And Rav Moshe made it lichatchila, and he told his Talmidim that their family should use it. But Rav Moshe didn't use it. And it was kosher lichatchila. But we call it certain stringencies, certain chumres, certain zachen, I don't know what. How many years didn't he use it? 7 or 8. Something like that. So the Talmidim said, but if the Rebbe is not going to use it, so Rav Moshe answered like this. When I came here, I came to use a certain type of mikvah. Now, that mikvah is not available. We can only use this one. You came here to use this one. You have to use it. I came here to use the other one. So for me, it's not. Okay, but I'm moving on, otherwise you won't get anywhere. Really, the table is the floor, okay? And this, if you ever went to the mikveh, so you go down the steps into the mikveh. What happened? They dug a hole in the floor, and then they cemented it. Okay. So this is floor. This is karka. However, they put cement here. Now I'm going to tell you a chiddush. And I once made some cement in front of the house, a lot of cement, the driveway. And the guy said, for the next few days, especially if it doesn't rain, water it. What are you going to water it for? The cement needs water. In fact, if you go on the highway, And you see, they got the little sprinklers. So those that are in the know
Dalochem, they know that cement is boileya. Yes, there could be a certain type of cement that's made totally waterproof, but I'll be stam, cement is boileya. Okay. Here's this, so look at me now. This is karka, this here is karka, this and this and this, and the pool is below the karka. It's in the ground. Okay.
The roof of a mikveh is not like this. It's not like this. Because it's going to be like this, the rain is going to run off too quickly. It's on a little shipua, a little slant. I don't know exactly, but it's on a certain slant. And it comes to a corner. Now, I want to say something. On top of the roof, there's air conditioning, there's pipes, there's chimney, there's all kinds of things. They try like this. Thank you. If this is the roof, here would be air conditioning, here would be fans, here would be pipes, and there would be some kind of wall over there that would separate the rest of the roof from that. Okay. The roof is not a keli. Because if the roof is a keli, then you got Mayim Shuvin already. Not only that, if up on the roof I have some sort of connection like this, or picture a drain pipe coming down, okay? If I'm gonna go like this, this piece over here caught water. The water that's gonna come down off the roof has to come down this way. Now it could come down this way. This is not a problem, because there's no base kibble here. The water is constantly gonna flow. If under a sink, you have, what's that called?
Trap.
A trap. So the trap goes like this. There's water in the trap. If when they want to winterize a bungalow from the country, they gotta unscrew the thing and empty the trap, or they have to put in antifreeze, because there's gonna be a thing there. Okay. There's a roof. Over the last 2 weeks, if they needed to change and they needed to make meg shomim in a mikvah, they were in business. Okay, now it's come to 9 days. Sometimes it doesn't rain in the 9 days, so they'll be out of business, but okay. The water is on a flat roof. It's not flat really. It's on an angle and comes to a corner. Now, that's why I have this one, that it's just a straight pipe like this. In fact, and I'm not passing, I'm just saying, I don't think that this is really good, because if you, just like there's ridges on the outside, there's ridges on the inside here. And that tiny thing could spoil it. What?
You see on gutters, you see
that. But this is not gutters. That's why they're gonna take a plastic pipe, the white pipe, what's it called?
BVC.
And they have to be careful how they connect it. Now they could put one part on top of the other if the connection's on the outside. But if the connection is on the inside, then that tiny piece ruins it. I'm going to tell you some stories. You're not allowed to believe me. Okay, but we're talking, and we're not talking lahalacha. So this younger man, what made me these models, told me he went to a place and he saw that the water was coming down. It was coming down like this, and it made, and it had such a thing. Scary. Scary. So there's a raivit. Okay, the Rambam raivit. I told you I'm not saying I'm not paskini. I'm saying over a raivit. The raivit holds. that are forgimled. Let me stop for a second. What's made gishonim? If it were, I have in front of my house, the water doesn't go to the corner and it leaves a puddle. Okay? Or I have garbage cans, sometimes I forget to cover it, so there you could have 4 inches of water. So that's poshut. It's in the garbage can, it's my shuvim. But I have water in the front of the house. Okay, it's dirty water already, but theoretically, that's made gishomim. If somehow, if I could get that into a mikvah and have mem saw, maybe it's good. Why? Because it's on the ground. So the Ravid.
Again, this is the ground, right? I put my mikvah below the ground, the way it really is. If this is karka, Zok deraivid, if for a certain amount, I think it's gimel tfachim, if the water flows along over here, it's not shuvin. In other words, even if on the way down it got messed up, even if on top of the roof there was something that spoiled it, if it's going to run on the ground, comes back megishum, because it ran on the ground. And the ground has to be boileya. And they hold that this cement is boileya. So now ask me, Akash, where are you? Back out. Ho, ho! I want you back. You didn't tell me your name. I want you back. So why do we have to have the whole roof just get rainwater to run on the cap? Oh.
Lake water. Don't even make shalom.
Why are you going to
Tap water onto this. I will use it. Teretz is that the Ravid is a das yochid, but we use that as a safety net. In other words, we got to use the whole roof, and we have to have real megishomim. And when the water comes down, the Ravid holds that you can fix it up, so we do that. I told you, don't believe me in the story. The younger man said that the rabbi who was out there out of state didn't want, it's not clean enough. So the water is running on the floor. So he put the pipe to go right in here. Well, he messed it up. He took away, okay.
He didn't use the rabbi.
Okay, but I'm, what?
Three tefachim.
Oh. Yeah.
Small thing. Okay. You have to have meg shomim and the meg. One, two, look, one, two, one more, maybe a little more than a ruler, maybe. What? No, on the floor. That it's rolling on the floor, three, 12.
It has to be carpet, though, right?
What?
It has to be carpet, though, right?
Yes, it has to be.
Cement sloping in the.
Yes, it could be cement sloping.
Uh-huh.
It is sloped and it is cement. I told you, but the others. What might be the problem with cement? It has to be boileya. I want to ask you something. So why, Taka, don't they use karka? Why do you use cement? The terrace is because you're going to use karka, you're going to get mud in there, and then you're finished. Okay, but I'm. It's not going to be good. I got to move on. I'm going to stand up for a second. I want you to see something. First of all, there's this down here. I don't know what this is yet. We're going to get. Get to this, okay? This is down here.
Okay.
No, I don't have it. This is flat. This is much higher than this, okay? And then I have this plate down here. I have this plate over here, and I have this over here. What's this all about? This is the mikveh down here. This is the mikveh down here. In here is going to go meg shomim. In here is going to go meg shomim. If this is not meg shomim, we don't even start. Okay. This gets filled maybe once every 6 months. Maybe. But before it gets filled, it has to be bone dry. What do I mean bone dry? Because that a lot of people know there's a Gemara that says, the Gemara in Makis, it brings it down. Shloisha lugin mayim shuv in poislin es hamikvah. Which means that before you put in the meg shomim, if there's shloisha lugin, then it could pass. Now, how could that happen? I'll tell you how it could happen. Came time, the water got messed up. So they emptied the water. How do you empty the water? You know how you empty water? You want to see?
Siphon.
Yeah. Well, that's how we do it today. But how did they do it? Today, we use a pump, which is the same thing.
Siphon.
The water's running. As long as this is lower than this, the water will come out. But it's not going to get every drop. It's not going to get every drop. And if you have... So they really have to clean it up. They really have to clean it up. Okay. How did I get my water into here? I got it straight from the roof down into here. What came into here? I'm testing you now. Rainwater. Kosher rainwater. You see, I really fooled you. Didn't go straight into there. It comes down in this, and I put it down on here, 3 tefachim cement, and goes into here. Don't ask me what this is yet. I'm not up to there. Okay? I'm putting it into here. Graduate of high school? Yeah. You take a seed, you put it into the ground. What happens?
Gross.
That's why we have high school. That's why you have to go to high school. They can't have to go to high
school. That's called, you took a seed, which is a zera, you put it into the ground, and it is Zoraya. It grows. From a tiny seed, you could get an oak tree, you could get a cherry tree, a plum tree, and an apple tree. This is called a Bor Zri. The Chazon Ish in Eretz Yisrael absolutely forbade to make a mikvah any other way than a Bor Zri. He forbade it. It was forbidden. The Chazon Ish was pretty powerful. Okay. Let me tell you what a Bor Zri is. Okay. But I'm going to show you with a chumra. Down here is 40 saw. 40 saw, mem saw may mikvah, which the Gemara learns that a person could crouch and he could be covered his entire body with water. So I have, and if a guy will go in here, in my youth, I went in the basement of the Mir Yeshiva, there's a mikvah, a men's mikvah. Reb Leibel Birnbaum Zatzal, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum's son, his oldest son, once came down. The man was known as a tzaddik. The man came down to the mikvah, and there was no water in the pool. He was a gibor atzum like his father, and there's a black grate there, a heavy iron thing. He lifted it up. 1,000 water bugs went running, and he jumped into the bar.
We're gonna use the terrible thing.
It wasn't invented then.
Oh, okay.
My Adam, the Stolener, when he came one time, he thought that the Kalim Mikvah was the one. There was no water, and he went climbing up the steps over there. But okay, I don't even know if he could have gotten in. Somebody told him, nobody over here. But anyway, down in here, Mem saw 40 saw make shaman. Plate on top. I'm going to show you soon what that is. But there's a plate on top. The water's there. Again, from the roof into here. So I'm putting it in here like this.
another 40 some. Okay.
Only come on top?
Only no. Make shomim from on top. Only make shomim from on top. And then, I don't have, they stuff it up. It gets stuffed up. That no more water comes down. That's it. Ad kan. Besides that, they would have floods.
Disconnected or they'd be
out of power. Whatever they do. And they have to be careful that they're not going to spoil it for next time. But okay, it gets closed up. So now, I either have 40 saw megshomim or 80 saw megshomim. 80 saw is a chumrah. It's called bor al gabi bor. Like you see, I have one thing there. I got this plate here, but I need that. Okay, I'm going to show you, but I'm not doing it now. There's a hole here. Okay, but I'm going to come back to that. Okay, stuffed up. This is down there. Okay, I have, here's water. What kind of water is in here? Meg Shum.
You put the top on, it looks like it's Meg Shum.
What?
But, I mean, it's
slow, slow.
Mean, I know, I study also, but it's a Kelly, that's what I...
What, this?
You made it a Kelly.
I made a model of what's in
there. No, it's stored there.
What?
He's saying the same growl that I am. Once you put the top on, it becomes a Kaylee. That's what he's saying.
Put the tap on, it becomes a Kaylee.
The top part becomes
the top. Sit and don't use the top. It isn't. It's just a plate. If it bothers you, then don't put it there. If I can't, the only reason we're putting it there is to make it more chumradic, to make it better. If it bothers you, it's not there. Forget about it. It's not there.
You have the memso underneath it.
Okay, you got me. But no, no plate. Yeah, I don't want to see. What are you starting up
here?
I have mem saw at least of megshum, correct?
It on the ground.
What?
It's
underneath
cement.
The ground.
It's on cement.
It's not on cement. It's in the karka. In the karka. This is the karka. This is below the karka. Yeah, I'm sure that one I can't lift anymore. It's like this.
It's lined with cement.
It's in. They bulldozer came. They dug a hole in the ground. This the bar where the megshomim is below, and this the below, and this is the karka. And we did derive it that the water came from the roof and rolled along. New York City tap water. New York City tap water. Over here. On the karka, 3 tfachim. The only way to get water into here, especially if you're the chazanish, is there's a pipe that leads to the... You open it up. Tap water from the wall. Tap water, you open it up, and it comes here. Goes 3 tefachim. Let me show you where it goes. Well, let me take this out first. Don't worry. Look. So we did derive it that it became megshomim, but that's one reshine with one zach. Stop it. This is tap water that's going in here, that went into a mikveh of memsah. After you have a kosher mikveh and you put in water, what happens?
Becomes part of the mikveh.
What's going into the pool now?
Megshomim. Yeah.
That's what a burzria is. And the only water that could ever get in here is megshomim water. Why? a guy probably belongs to the fire department. He's gonna come down, start bringing buckets and pouring in here. Stop it! You open the tap, which is gushing. It goes in here, goes into the first. It runs along here, goes in here, and comes out there. And what's coming out? Megshomim.
Does it have to stay at the? I mean, if you feel it on the top, it's not like you're running along the bottom. Does that matter?
Say again.
Let's say it's the 1 inch or so above the actual concrete.
The water you're pouring is
in here.
Yeah.
The water you're pouring is not touching the concrete. Does that matter?
Doesn't have to. No, okay. That doesn't have to.
Okay.
But that's what this is.
Not everything is touching.
That's what I'm going to. There's something else.
That is not a problem.
Let me just tell you something. There's a different word. The word is zeichlin. Zeichlin means running water. There is such a problem that the mikveh is being filled with running water. So to prevent that, they put this, and there's some sort of a pipe where the water comes in on the bottom, but that's chumris on chumris on chumris. The halacha is, if you have a boiler, and you pour water in there, of meg shomim, and the water comes in here,
everything's meg shomim.
It's kosher.
Hold this well.
Kosher. Okay. Now, I'm going to fill this by hand. Which is really coming through there, and it's going through, it's going through there, falling into there. Okay. Let me do a little more. Okay. I close it off.
Get your bottom plug for me.
Okay. Yeah. All right, stop it. Okay. Thank you. Which is bigger, the burr or the pool?
It's just
the pool. The pool. If this is 40 saw, and I filled this to 1,000 saw, excuse me, you washed away, you make shaman.
40 just gives
them. I understand, but okay, good. 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 I know, but that's why some want to have bor al gabi bor. I'm going to answer you. I got a plate. I don't think it's a plate. It's cemented down. It's part of the wall. It's mechubar. It's in there. I have it like this. I took it out to show you. This is the wall, just like this is a wall, that's also a wall. And you have bor al gabi bor. So that, and there's a tiny hole. Okay. But let me stop for a second. Now my water went down. I got plenty of water. The Chassam Sofer, if you had a choice of only one boyer, he would not use this bor zriya. He would use this bor. This is called the bor hashoka. What's in here? And now, let me. I moved to Ungarin. Okay, I'm not in Bnei Brak. In Bnei Brak, he didn't have this. He filled it through there, and Meg Shomim went in there. In Ungarin, they put tap water in here. This is Meg Shomim. You pull this plug for 1 second, they touch. It's called Nishika, like when a car, we ever see it, the car was in an accident. No, the two cars just kissed. That's what Hashoka is, and this became Meg Shomim in a second. The Chazon Ish didn't want that because how long is this water going to stay here? At least 6 months. You say forever.
Say forever.
It could.
They became so two things happened. One is it became terrible smelly. And you'll pardon me, little creatures. And then the balon, the guy who has to clean it up, starts pouring in chlorine and other things. And theoretically, he can make this more chlorine than water. Chazon Ish didn't want. In this one, if you empty this three times a week, it's kemat clean water every time. Because how is it being filled? You're pouring clean, this is the only way to fill it. Tap water coming in here, going in there. Say again?
Running water cleans itself.
Running water cleans itself, and besides, it's washing it out. Okay. I don't know the answer to this, and I don't know what one is supposed to do. There are those that hold. No, okay. Other reason why the Chazon Ish didn't want this. Because what kind of water are you putting in here? Tap water. Then what do? You pull this. Does it have to be open the whole time? I don't know. There are certainly shittas that hold that it does not have to be open the whole time. Certain people, bedafka, don't want it open the whole time because the dirty water is going to come in. And there's mufunokim, you'll pardon me, that are using this. And sometimes they could be chaylim, a person after chama, then they want it clean. And you're letting in the stagnant water from 6 months, 8 months, a year. You say for 5 years, you know what it smells like? That's why sometimes you go into certain places, you'll pardon me, it's pashtun. So, but forget all that. If they forgot to pull the plug, it's my mshuvin. And there's no way. They cannot have that with a barzria. Do you understand why? By a barzria, this is meg shomim. I fill it this way, and meg shomim is coming into the mikvah. You don't have to pull no plug. You don't pull the plug, you won't fill the mikvah. Over here, if you don't pull the plug, it's tap water. What do we do, Bizman Hazeh? The mikvois that they build over here, they make at least two boiras. A barzria with a bar ashoka, they fill it this way, and so now I'm gonna ask you a question. So make the barzria, and then why don't you make hashoka with the barzria? Do you hear the question? What do you gotta have an extra bar for? I got mem saw here. So good, do that, and then when it gets up there, so you made a shaka back to your water.
I'm not sure what the question is.
I'll ask you the question again.
If you're filling from barzria, you don't need a shaka anymore. It's all.
Any mikvah around here has a barzria and a barashaka.
Right.
Separate. And first they fill it through the barzria, right, and then pull the plug and make a shaka. I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. And if you see, on this one you can see it, it's more, it's clearer. The barzria is much higher. So fill the water more, or put the barzria lower, and make a shaka with the barzria.
But it's not 40 saw. It's the same
problem as all. It is 40 saw, it's 80 saw.
If you're only
what?
The barzria itself is 80 saw?
Yeah. If it isn't 80, it better be, and if it isn't 80, it better be 40. Otherwise you don't have a mikvah.
Either of two.
So let me tell you the answer. Okay. And I can't explain it well, but I'm gonna say something. And this sometimes is a problem with a bar hashoka. And this is a problem of keeping the plug out all the time. A mikvah is not allowed to be noisen so v'noitel so. You can't give in and take out. So if you have a bor zriya, it gives in. That's not a problem. You have a bor hashoka, it takes out. It's makabel. But you cannot have it that the bor is noisen and it gives back. So a noisen so a noitel, you can't have that. That's why a bor zriya can't be a bor hashoka also. And that's why some people don't want the it coming back. He told me half hour, 45 minutes. It's 45 minutes. I'm just going to say at least one more thing.
Keep on going.
Okay, one more thing. That's what you say, and then they say, all right, I'm going to tell you how to do that. Leave us alone. Okay.
They didn't finish their food yet, so that's it.
Well, I'm going backwards here.
I want you to see something. Bor zriya, how does the water get in here? What do you mean, how to get in here? I poured tap water into here, it went into here, and it overflowed into there. Okay? How long does that water stay in the bor hashoka?
Can stay for a long time.
You have a fish tank in your house? I have fish tanks, okay? You gotta add water to the I have a fish tank in my sukkah. You have to add water to the fish tank because it evaporates. The Atlantic Ocean doesn't evaporate. Okay, I don't know, but it's got plenty of water. Now look at me, look at me, look at me. They're making hashoka. Watch. The water is below the level. I'm going to do it again. Not everybody saw. Did you see that? Here's the pool. If you're making hashoka and you're in Ungarin where some cipher was, of course this never happened there, but I'm showing you what could be a problem. And this is not really the problem that the Chazon Ish didn't let a bor hashoka, but this could be a problem. The first problem with a bor hashoka is if they forget to pull this plug. Could you imagine? It's Erev Shabbos and shut the water, the guy ran out. They didn't pull the plug.
Terrible. Pull it on Shabbos, then
what? That's not a problem. Maybe a mesakim. I don't know. I told you I'm not a poisik. But this I do know, that if they didn't pull the plug, it is a problem. Here they pulled the plug. Look at me. Here they pulled the plug. The water level, it's not going to be a shoka. It's got a touch. Do you see this? Look.
They usually do that.
Okay. They got a float. But in Ungarin, I don't know if they had a float.
Why can't you put that lower? There has to be a certain height.
It's gotta be that they touch.
Listen, why can't you put it 3 inches or a foot?
Have it all the way down. Because you have, I think it has to be above the mem saw. And we make a chumrah that it has to be above 80 saw. But this is a live problem. Okay. To avoid that problem, get ready. To avoid that problem. What was the Baal HaTanya's name? In Lubavitch, the bor hashoka is where? Below. This is the bor hashoka. Like this is on the side, it's below. It's impossible that it's not going to be hashoka. Of course, it's down there. The problem is that you got to put it somewhere where the guy's not going to fall in. So they put it maybe under the steps. But it can't be below if it is below. You got me?
Good.
I'm going to say a good enough now.